And good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. The Minnesota Vikings are facing a severe shortage of quarterbacks early in training camp. Kirk Cousins and two of his backups are sidelined under virus protocols. Cousins, Kellen Mond, and Nate Stanley have been placed on the NFL's reserve list for COVID-19. The trio was first held out of practice Saturday when only third-year player Jake Browning remained on the roster to run the offense. Now, Cousins has declined to answer questions this summer about his vaccination status, the league protocols dictating his absence indicate he has not been vaccinated. The Minnesota Twins were off yesterday, right back in action today for a quick two-game series in Cincinnati. Kenta Maeda will go for Minnesota. He's 4-4 with a 4.40 ERA. Tyler Malley, he's going to go for the Reds, 8-3, 3.71 ERA. First pitch, 6:10 tonight, right here on Kate. Simone Biles stuck the landing and won a bronze medal. The American gymnast superstar delivered during the women's balance beam final. Now, Biles drilled a slightly altered routine in front of a crowd that included IOC President Thomas Bach a week after taking herself out of several competitions to focus on her mental health. Against Simone Biles, she takes the bronze in the women's balance beam. Well, a busy day in the NBA yesterday. Chris Paul opted out of the final year of his contract with the Phoenix Suns over the weekend, but he's staying put. A person with knowledge of the deal has told the Associated Press that Phoenix is bringing back the veteran point guard on a four-year deal that could be worth up to $120 million. The package would keep him with the Suns until he's 40 years old. Now, Paul helped the Suns reach the NBA Finals this past season. Kyle Lowry's reps have announced that he is heading to the Heat. Now, a person with knowledge of the deal said Lowry would be signing a three-year package worth nearly $30 million a year. The Mavericks, that's Dallas, they're bringing back shooting guard Tim Hardaway Jr. on a $72 million four-year contract. The Nuggets, they have reached two-year agreements with guard Will Barton and also forward Jamichael Green. Cavaliers center Jared Allen has agreed to a $100 million five-year contract. He'll remain with Cleveland. And Lonzo Ball is headed to the Bulls in a sign-and-trade agreement. So Ball, now a member of Chicago. Also on this check of sports, the Milwaukee Brewers picked up a reliever and lost another on Monday. Now, the NL Central leaders have acquired John Axford from the Blue Jays for $1 as the 38-year-old right-hander continues his comeback attempt. Now, Axford hasn't pitched in the major league since 2018 and began this season as a studio analyst on the Blue Jays television broadcast crew. Now, he signed a minor league contract in June and went 1-0 with a 0.84 ERA in 9 relief appearances for the Blue Jays AAA Buffalo affiliate. Now, all-star closer Josh Hader has joined the growing collection of Brewers on the COVID-19 injured list. Brewers manager Craig Counsell said Hader reported contact with someone experiencing COVID-like symptoms. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Carson Wentz is expected to miss 5 to 12 weeks because a broken left foot. Now, coach Frank Reich says doctors found Wentz had broken the foot years ago, probably in high school, and that a piece of bone came loose when he hurt the foot last Thursday. For now, Indy plans to use Jacob Eason as a starter. Eason was a fourth-round draft pick in 2020 and has not appeared in an NFL game, regular season, or preseason. Alabama coach Nick Saban will make $11.5 million in the final year under a new 8-year contract that's worth at least $84.8 million. Now, Saban has won a record 7 national championships and is set to make $8.7 million this year with annual raises of $400,000 each year. And the U.S. men's basketball team in the quarterfinals at the Olympics, they beat Ricky Rubio and Spain 95-81, so the U.S. men's team will now advance to the semifinals. Again, USA and men's basketball, 95-81 winners over Spain. And that's Check of Sports. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm.